What's going on, car guys and car gals?
What is a little bit?
This is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And this is Fred Lenarts, a subprime hero. And we are here.
Brewing Solutions.
You know it.
Car Guy Coffee Podcast. We got a really seriously special guest that knows what they're talking about in the digital marketing space. And we are so pumped up to really get this conversation going. She showed up early to make sure that we can get the bugs out of the studio. And we found out we had more bugs than we were used to. There might be some internet issues, so stick with us. But do us a quick favor, folks, because the content that you're about to get inside of this cup is going to be overflowing. So do us a favor, tag a car guy, tag a car gal, and share. This is about to be a good time, car guys and car gals. Go ahead and get somebody in the cafe. You ready to do this?
Man, I'm always ready to do this. We have a special guest this morning. We've been through some fun technical difficulties. Yes. We are running about almost 20 minutes, well, 15 minutes late. But that's okay. Good things are worth waiting for. That's great, right. Things are worth waiting for. And we have a great show for you today.
Hey, car guys and car gals. Welcome to the cafe. We're ready to play. Man, we got somebody that's got something to say, and she's got a whole lot to pour out. I'm not going to start rhyming and messing everything up this morning, folks. We got a whole lot of fun that we got to get to. We've delayed way, way too long, so without further ado, car guys and car gals, help us in welcoming in the one, the only, the great Robin Wilson! Welcome to the cafe! Welcome, welcome, welcome.
I was busy dancing to that intro. I was like, I love that.
Thank you so much, Robin.
I saw all my friends on there. I knew like most all those people.
Isn't that great? That's so beautiful about that video. And that video actually needs a little updating. We haven't updated it in a little bit, but get ready for it. It's on its way. It's going to be happening. We have but the thing is, if we keep updating it, it's going to be like the whole show.
Right.
So we're going to probably make like 3 or 4 different versions of that, you know, and then just have people on there. You'll see yourself on there soon, Robin. We appreciate you because you're going to be doing this really quick. And matter of fact, I'm going to get into it. Folks, Robin Wilson is an amazing person. For one, she's the type of person who takes risks in life. She can have something that's comfortable, something that's great, but guess what? She's going to look for that uncomfortable. She's going to try to get to that next level, and she's also going to bring people with her. She's going to help other people elevate their game. She does it not just with herself, with her family, but she does it with everyone around her. I'm excited to do this. I'm excited to have this conversation with you because your personality, I mean, all you have to do is look at her graphic behind her.
Wow.
That just lets you know this person is all about having a good time, also doing it right, showing, being artistically in the mind, because that is art behind her. That is straight art. I love that. I know it's weird. I don't look like that guy maybe that likes certain types of artwork. Like, that's graffiti, folks. And that, to me, that is such a unique look. That's today, that's up to date, that brings that almost comic book feel to it. And I don't know what it is, but I love it. I love how she has like the little cloud that looks like she's saying SCP agency. So dope. I mean,
I'm like, don't know which way to point.
Yeah, I know. It gets you'll get used to it.
Turn your head to the right just a little bit. It'll look like it's coming. Like you're saying these. There you go. That's it.
So perfect. But before we get started with any of our questioning, we always want to get every one of our guests involved in the Forgive Focus Fly. It's so important that we start that way because we do need to forgive and start focusing on what you want for the future. Because without forgiving it, you can't really focus because you're going to be so focused on the past. F the past. Let's move forward, right? Let's go to the future. Focus. Focus on that. This way you can fly. And you can fly and just do everything you've ever wanted to do while soaring up there with the eagles and all the birds and looking down at the world and just knowing, man, I did this. So I'm excited to have Robin here to do this. Forgive, focus, fly. Folks, everybody, get ready for it right now. Let's do it.
Let's join. Go ahead and cross the hands, put them on the shoulders. This represents the weight of unforgiveness and all of the pressure of life that we don't need to keep on our shoulders. And we make the intentional effort to forgive it. So we wipe it off our shoulders with intent. On three, everybody, forgive, focus, fly. 1, 2, 3, forgive. Focus. Fly. And keep growing. Keep growing. Keep growing. Yeah, that's right. Hey, hey, hey.
That's right.
Hopefully we didn't blow your speakers in your car, but it's okay because, you know, there's always room for upgrades, right?
That's right, because everything we just did is so magical.
But speaking of magical, it's incredible that I see her actually moving. So I'm used to hanging out with her in the club, right? In the new club that we're
in. Yeah, the new club we all go to.
And on top of each other, you're just looking at people, and all you see is that little glow around their head as they start to speak, and they just sit there quiet, smiling. But now she's acting.
Isn't it hysterical? We just keep looking at the screen like it's going to do something. Like I watch it all the time, like an idiot.
Yeah, why am I holding it like this? What?
You know, thank you for saying that, Robin, because that is so freaking true. I mean, there's no. We do. I look at it the whole time. I'm like, why am I doing it? I just like had a habit. You know, I think we all get used to looking at when we're hearing something, we're watching somebody, you know, so it's literally not that, you know, so I guess the only reason I'm looking, and I just make this up, is I like to make sure everyone's clapping with the little. Yeah.
I like to see who's coming in too and kind of scroll up and down. But yeah, once the room is packed up and you're still just sitting there holding the phone, why are you still holding it? Why? Especially when you're
it's
in the call.
Like, I'll push the side button like to turn, you know, to make my screen go off, whatever. And then like after a couple seconds, I'm like, I got to see it again.
Why?
I have no idea.
Why? Yeah, that's crazy. That's hilarious though. But that's, again, the addiction that we have with connecting to new tools that connect us to people is something that is just ingrained in us as humans. We want to have that human connection. We want to be able to know and to feel and to see, attach all of our senses together in feeling the experience of being in the room with somebody. And that's what's incredible about this new app. That's what's still incredible about using this technology. Okay, one thing that we are excited about is that we have the chance to even have you in here because there's so many things that are going on with you. Finding a moment where we can pin you down to talk about the big things that are happening inside of your business are of course, I mean, they're valuable jewels of time because you're somebody that is pouring so much out. We do thank you for the honor of wanting to even share your stuff with people because there's so many people that do not want to share their secrets. There's so many people that do not want to share what's working for them,
what's successful for them,
what is also what pulls them down. A lot of times people will share the secret, say, yeah, hey, this is what I did and I did and I did. And you already know that that is going to send them into a crash course of failure. You know what I mean? And that's not what our business is supposed to be like. That's not what being a human is supposed to be like. We're supposed to be here to help each other. We're supposed to be here.
It's funny that you say that because I had someone that I've been friends with for a long time. If I mentioned his name, you guys know him. And he actually said the words to somebody else, don't talk to her anymore. She's our competition now. And I was like, I don't believe in that. I believe in abundance. I don't believe in scarcity, and there's plenty of business to go around, and everybody has a different flavor of how they want their business done. And if anybody called me tomorrow, if they were starting anything along the lines that we did, and they said, Robin, what are you using for here, here, and here? I would just tell them everything, 100%. I would tell them what things I used that didn't work. And so competition to me is just the, you know, it's the anti everything I want.
What you just said, and I know Lou was going to touch on it, but I want to touch on it really quick too. But I want to say what you just said is right up my alley. We are on the same frequency. Is there competition out there? Yes, but it's friendly competition to me. It's all about all of, there's plenty of room in this business, in the world, for all of us to be able to have abundance, like you said, for all of us to have as much. It's laid out there for us. Yeah. The problem is most people don't go after it. Not like you do, not like we do. You know, you have to go after it. And when you do, it will come to you in abundance. It doesn't matter if the guy right next to you is doing the same thing. There's plenty. There's plenty. I see how many cars in the car business. I see how many cars run in front of my dealership every single day. I just want like a small piece of that. I don't need all of it. Right?
Absolutely.
So I would love all of it.
I don't want anything that belongs to somebody else. You know what I mean? I don't
want
your business. You know, if it's my relationship with my customer, of course I want that. And if I didn't earn it, you know what? I don't want the money. I don't want the accolades. If I didn't earn it, I don't want the award. But in it, we have a new shift that's happening where people are starting to see the value of raising up others. The entire industry of self-help and all of the gurus that are getting raised up to help you do things, whether it's build your business, build your marketing, do these things. They're building a business off of this, seeing the success in other people with the secrets they have.
Right?
Shift to the whole way we do life now.
We all have something different to bring to the table. And the minute that you think that you know it all or that you have all of the secrets, you know, you're just so limiting yourself. Because even like within my staff, like the newest member of my team that joins here has a different interpretation of something that we do. And I may be closed-minded one day and be like, no, you're going to do it my way. But if I don't stop and consider the way that they're doing it or how they interpreted it and even consider, will this work better? Then, you know, I'm just cheating myself.
That's right.
So 100%. This is why we have Robin on our show today. It's exactly the reason why. You are a leader. And a leader, it takes that type of mentality. It takes that type of thought process. And, man, so glad to have you here. This is why I'm so excited about this five-liner. Now that we've got some of the technical difficulties out of the way, we're still kind of doing some backdoor stuff in here. As you can see, we got a couple different screens up. But we're going to make it work, and I think it's coming in together really nice. So I appreciate the patience from our audience and also from you, Robin, most importantly. Thank you for being here. So we're going to get this five-liner started.
Now, the very first question I ask everybody is always the same one, Robin. It's your why. What's your purpose? What gets you motivated every day to get up and do what you do? What is your why?
So my why is and always has been to create jobs, honestly. Honestly, I came from a mortgage background and went through the mortgage meltdown, right? And at that time, I had been a realtor and been in the mortgage industry for over a decade. And small business owners literally pulled our economy out of the tank. And so us serving the small business community whenever we started our agency was just to help give back to these people who didn't have the ad budgets to be able to compete with the big box brands. And then it became about not just creating, you know, some support for the small local businesses in our community. Then it became about creating jobs. And up until last September, 100% of our employees were women. And we were 100% remote until, gosh, we didn't move in office until we did the polar opposite of everybody else. We like came in office when COVID hit. Like we had already in our lease space and we all like came in-house and then all started working together. But it's always been to create jobs. My number one goal every year when I set out my goals for the year is how many jobs I want to create for this year. And it's always about helping the dealerships move metal too. But if while I'm doing that in Joplin, Missouri, if I can help people pay their rent, buy groceries, go take their kids on vacation, do anything else, and I'm stimulating my economy in Joplin, Missouri, then that's my goal, is to stimulate the economies of my employees, grow more of them, and to pour back into our community.
Mm. What a great mission. I mean, you can't fail when you're doing that. If your purpose is for others, and that's the key, when your purpose is for others, your purpose is the right purpose, and it will flourish. It will have abundance, and it's the best thing. The more you give, folks, the more you give. I don't know how many times we're going to hear this in our lifetime, but the more you give, the more you get. And it's really not even about the get part.
It's actually, you're more blessed because
there's the word.
If you feel the blessing of seeing somebody succeed because you gave them the opportunity. That is way better than saying, hey, give to me. Hey, take from me. That's why it messes our construct in our mind of being a getter. I got to get, I got to get, I got to get, I got to take, I got to take, I got to take. Until we start to say, man, I have the power to gain. I have the power to get. Yep. And I love to empower another. And that's one thing that I love hearing anytime that we are in a clubhouse room with you and we hear how you highlight the people that you do work with,
always,
the ideas that you get from the people that you do work with, because that is such a valuable pool of growth, is the people that are around you. I know a lot of the processes and the things that we've created throughout the dealership is really filtering through what they're engaging with the customer. What are you going through with the customer? What are you hearing? What is it that they are saying? Why would I teach you how to combat something that isn't even the problem just because it was our problem 20 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. If that's not what your customer is saying now, well, I want to hear what they're saying now instead of telling you, no, well, just do it the way that I said to do it, and then it's just going to be the way that I say it's going to be, instead of, oh, well, what is going on? What are they saying? Oh, they're saying this. Oh, well, here's a solution to that. You know, and you're doing so great with that. But again, the way that you uplift your people is why, I mean, that smile stays on your face, that it's not about Robin. You know, it's Robin's legacy gets lived out by seeing other people grow. And then, of course, bringing ROI, making sure that you're bringing a return on the investment so that the person that spends time with just spends time with you gets value out of the time that they spend with you, let alone when they put money into a marketing plan that's making them stretch outside of the box, making them mess with their comfort zones, and then say, I mean, how much off of this little bit?
Right.
What just happened? You know, and it's just encouraging. I'm so pumped up that, that again, we get the chance to have this. I'm still
going to love it. I just love that Robin, her inner heart, her answer to the why was to help other people find jobs and get their people. And that to me, to make jobs for other people, to give them opportunity for growth, and the jobs that you're giving them is a great opportunity. It's where you start. I mean, you got to think, you got into this business, you did this, and then you knew that there was so much more for you. And look what you did. Mm-hmm. You took big risk, you know, and I love it. And risk versus reward every single time, and the reward is massive, and your reward is going to be big, and you're just beginning. I know that's just starting. It's just, I'm looking forward to all of us sitting down 5 years from now, doing these interviews again and talking about how far we've come. And I know that we're all going to have a great time. We'll probably run into each other at all these little conventions that hopefully come up sooner and later. We'll have all these great meetings. You know, I'm sure there's going to be masterminds. We're all going to be, because that's what we do. We grow. So we're always looking for that edge, right? We're always looking for that next thing. And, you know, sometimes we have to create that next thing. And that's great. And that's one of the best things. And you've done that so well. So, man, I'm excited.
I don't want to dig into that. Yeah, let's dig into this a little bit. Because there's something that the auto industry was on a delay for. We were seriously late to the party of understanding how to capitalize on Facebook marketing, Instagram, LinkedIn, all of this digital platforms, right? Yes. We know how to make our millions, and this process is going to work. People got to have a car. Why do we need to change, right? And agencies for years have been kind of knocking at the door saying, hey, you might want to just try to spend a little bit over here and see what happens. And this niche for digital marketers has been out there, right? I remember sitting back, and while we created our stuff for our store to get our leads, right? We're like, man, there's nobody out there that's trying to reach out to us about this specific need. And right, there's such a big room for growth here. And you were inside of real estate. I'm sure that you've helped out other companies with this. What was it that made you turn this ability and into the car business? How did you turn this into this industry? Why did you start focusing this way?
Well, I'll tell you, and you guys know our mutual dear friend, Greg McCoy. So Greg knew that his dealership needed social media, and he didn't know, like, where to go find it. Like, at that time, we're talking 2014, there was not a lot of companies that were serving the automotive industry in social media. Like, if you go to Digital Dealer, there'd be all these lists, right? So we do paid search, we do pay-per-click, we do blah, 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 blah. And the whole line would go down on their banner in their booth at Digital Dealer. And at the very bottom, it'd go, and social media. Like, it was like a, we know we need to, but we're not really experts in it. But yeah, we do this too. And so Greg had reached out to me. He found me on LinkedIn and reached out to me and said, hey, come and talk to me. And I didn't know him before then. I mean, lived in the same city, but I didn't know him. And yeah, come and visit with me. I want to talk to you about doing social media for our dealership. And at the time, we were serving small businesses, so boutiques, shoe stores, dentists, insurance agents, commercial carpenters. I mean, just anybody who needed to get some exposure. That's who our clients were. So I went and visited with him, and then I sent him over a proposal for what we would charge to handle the social media for his dealership. And then he called me back in again, and he's like, yeah, you need to work here. Like, I don't need your agency. I need you to work here because you may know all there is to know about social media. And this is Greg's word. So Greg's like, but you don't know shit about automotive. And and you're not going to know it from the outside. And I said, I don't want a job. I have a business. I'm good. And he's like, I understand, but you need to work in-house. And I said, you realize if I say yes, I'm going to be running my agency from your dealership. And he's like, yeah, I kind of get that. I'm like, all right, here's all of the equipment I will need in my office. I'm going on vacation. I'll be back, whatever. So I came back. My whole office was all set up. And the funniest part of this story is they had scheduled some on a Sunday. They had scheduled this manager's barbecue at Greg's house. And Tony Watrick says, so the manager's barbecue is like at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Here's Greg's address. And I'm like, okay, do I need to be there? And he goes, yeah, it's a manager's barbecue. And I'm like, did you need social media coverage? Like, for he's like, you're a manager. And I'm like, I'm a manager of what? And I was like, I had no clue that he had made me a manager of anything. And he's like, you didn't know? And I'm like, no, I had no idea. So, and then Tony comes to me and goes, so I need to put like your name and your title on your door. What do you think it is? And I'm like, what do you think it is? I have no idea. And so the cool thing about this is that although I was resistant to it, I tell Greg this all the time, that was the best education I could have ever gotten. So every Monday and every Friday, I got to sit in the manager's meeting with the 12 department heads, and I got to learn from the inside out where their pain points were, where the revenue generators were, you know, how to overcome, like if they were behind on whatever their key cash was going to be for the month, like they needed to sell 37 Optimas and they were behind, how could I help solve that problem? And it was the best, absolute best education I could have gotten. An MBA would not have served me better than being able to learn in that environment and learn from the inside out everything that dealerships go through on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. And I did that for a couple of years. And then I went to Greg and Jeff Rost at the beginning, at the January of that year turning around. And I just went and said, look, I think that I can serve more dealerships, but I can't do it if I'm stuck in this chair at this office every day and every week. So I'm going to give you 25% of my salary back. And I want to buy 1 week a month that I don't have to sit here. And I'll still be serving your social media needs. I just won't be doing it while I'm sitting here. And then they agreed to that. And then quarter two, I bought my second week back. And quarter three, I bought my third week back. And when we got to the end of that year, we transitioned to a vendor relationship. And they've been my clients ever since.
Make sure you come back for part two of this boom that has been brought to you by Dealership Toolkit, NextSale, and Think Ad Group. See you soon. Let's brew!